This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are well today and your week is off to a beautiful start. Happy Monday, boo, or whatever day it is that you're listening to this episode. Hoping you're having a great, great, great week wherever you are in the world. And I just hope you're taking some time this week to take care of yourself and to love on yourself and just do things that bring you joy and happiness this week. Y'all, we only have 3 episodes left of this season. 3. Yes, you heard me correctly. 3 episodes left of this season, boo. And I am happy and sad all at the same time. As I mentioned before and will continue to mention, the show goes on a hiatus or a break for a few months. And during that time, we don't put out any new episodes. During the break, it's really just some downtime for me, and I get a chance to just rest my brain a little bit and get very quiet and really think about how I want this next season to go. Then I always get really nervous before a new season because then I'm like, will they remember me when I come back? Will they come back and listen to the show? But y'all, the pod will still be here. The episodes will still be here. And please use this as a resource. Even if you've listened to episodes before, go back and listen again if you feel the need to. I always get messages from listeners saying that they have listened to episodes 2 and 3 times over and have gotten something different from it every time. So that is what it's here for. This is home, and you can always come back and find what you need here. So once again, going on a break soon, boo. So hold down the fort for me and I'll be back with more new episodes in the new year. I said I wasn't going to share this on the pod, but the other day I saw something that really made me rethink what I'm going to share, and hoping that it pushes some of you to still keep going on your journeys and still keep doing what you believe in your heart to do. A few months back, I was checking my messages and someone had messaged me and they wrote me the nastiest, most hateful message I have ever seen. They were calling me a racist because my show is created with women of color in mind, called me all of these names, said that they were gonna cancel me. And y'all, this person wrote like 2 paragraphs of pure hate. They said I'm using my platform to spread hate out into the world and instill false hope into women's hearts, and no one should ever listen again because I'm a hateful person. They called me ugly. I mean, whatever they could think of, they threw at me. And I'm not even gonna lie to you and act like I just brushed it off and washed my hands and kept moving. Your girl's feelings were hurt. My feelings were hurt because it's one thing if you get hate from someone you know, right? But it feels a little different when someone hates you that you don't even know, that you've never met. And I instantly panicked because they then proceeded to tell me how I was going to get canceled and how people are working to cancel me. And I'm like, what? What happened? What did I do? What did I say? I'm so sorry. So I'm panicking and then I'm starting to worry like, well, man, did I hurt someone's feelings? Am I being too aggressive when I speak? Should I change the podcast? Should I stop the podcast? Should I just not do this anymore? And then I'm just spiraling. And this spiral turns into self-doubt and worry and fear. And y'all, it was not fun. You know how they say you can get 1,000 good compliments, but when you get that one negative one, that one stands out the most? It's true. I have so much gratitude for the messages I get about how much the show has been helping all of you. But the off chance that I get a hateful review or a nasty DM, I instantly started questioning myself and questioning the things I've said and questioning if I should keep going with the show and all these things that I wasn't even thinking about before. Now, taking up space in my mind. And after a few days of feeling absolutely awful, I had to remind myself that I won't be for everybody. My thoughts, my gift, my ideas, my opinions, my looks, my dreams and passions, they won't be for everybody. And that is okay. I then thought of all of you. I thought of all of you working on your growth and you changing and you creating and you're chasing after something big and putting in work towards something that can change your life. And I'm wondering, will you stop? Will you slow down? Will you dim your light a little just because someone else doesn't like it? Just because someone else doesn't agree? Just because someone else doesn't like your opinion, they don't like your ideas, your thoughts, your talents, your gifts, your looks, and your dreams and passions. Do you like it enough? Do you love it enough to keep going? There will come a time where not everyone will rock with what you're doing. Not everyone is going to pick up what you're putting down. In a perfect world, everyone loves you and everyone will support you and they're rocking with you and everyone will agree with you. But we live in this world, boo, and you and I both know it is not perfect. There will come a time where you're really focused and you're in your lane and you're pushing out good stuff and you're making progress towards your goals, and the hate and negativity of someone else will try and knock you off your square. Throw your focus off a little bit. And my question for you today is, do you love you enough to keep going? Do you believe in your gift enough, your talents, and all those things I just named? Do you rock with it enough, even when it might feel like the rest of the world may not be rocking with you? Here's the thing, boo. No matter what you do, no matter what you create, no matter who you become, there will always be somebody that doesn't like it. You can have the cutest merchandise in your boutique, great materials, a great marketing plan, top-notch customer service. The products are quality, and there will still be someone who does not like it. You can get 10 degrees, get accepted into however many programs, work your butt off accomplishing something, and there will still be someone who does not like it. You can spend hours getting dressed and look bomb, and you're feeling yourself and you're exuding confidence, and there will still be somebody out there that will call you ugly. Not me though, but them. But y'all, there are people out there that just won't rock with you. There are people out there that just don't rock with me. And you know what? Tough cookie, because that is okay, sis. You cannot please everybody, no matter what you do, and no matter how hard you try. Somebody will always have their lip poked out. It is what it is. I had to ask myself, are you doing this to be liked? Or are you doing this because you love it? Are you doing this for the approval of others? Or is your approval enough? And I think this is where a lot of us get stuck, right? Because our approval sometimes is not always enough. We do something good and we create something cool and we want the world to say, sis, you doing a good job. Sis, you doing a good job. Am I right? But what I am continuously learning and hoping that you are learning too is we have to lay off of needing others to approve us, boo. To approve our growth, to approve our ideas, to approve our opinions, our decisions, and our creativity. We can't keep waiting for someone to give us a gold star or for someone to tell us what they think, because then we're living our lives for them, not us. I am learning that the more we approve of ourselves, the more we give our own selves the gold stars, the more we tell our own selves, sis, you doing a good job, we're less likely to take it personal when someone else doesn't approve of who we are and what we do. Why? Because we approve. And that is enough. Your worth is not based on someone's opinion of you, boo. What matters most is what you think of yourself, which is why I'm going to ask that same question I asked in the very beginning. Do you love you? Do you love your opinion, your ideas, your thoughts, your talents, your gifts, your looks, and your dreams and passions? Do you like it enough and do you love it enough to keep moving forward? Your tribe will find you, boo. Your audience will find you. The people that are supposed to be connected to you will find you. Your gifts and your purpose is for another woman out there somewhere, but she won't get it and they won't find you if you stop because of what everybody else is thinking. She won't find you if you continuously care about what everyone else has to say. What do you have to say? Keep going. Keep doing, keep creating, keep growing, and keep dreaming, boo. You are not going to be everybody's favorite flavor. And quite frankly, you don't have to be. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.